travel this morning.
We have a lot of travel stories today related to airports, hospitality industry.
Yes. Before we get into that, let's talk about the 11-year-old TikTok star from Uganda who's taking the world by storm. So Tenge Tenge, I think is how you pronounce his name, whose real name is Saad Sozi, is an 11-year-old from Uganda who signed a very exclusive real estate deal with Dubai-based Zamalek Properties, which, what do you think about that? That an 11-year-old signs a property-based, you know, real estate deal.
I'm very happy for the guy because he was really ridiculed for his looks and everything, but he created an industry for himself. He created a business opportunity out of nothing, literally. And it's a good sign that a Dubai company, Dubai-based business, it's basically owned by the Zamzam Electronics guys. You must have seen them on TikTok. No one misses them on TikTok. Everyone has seen them on TikTok. They're two brothers, always very well groomed. And they have a Zam Elect property side business. And they've hired him and they hosted him in the city and in the country UAE and gave him a very VIP experience. He was riding around in a very expensive car. So it's good to see that people who are on TikTok and Instagram are now getting celebrity status,
right,
and very young people.
Of course.
An 11-year-old, I don't know what you were doing or what I was doing at 11 years old.
Not what he's doing.
Not making millions or at least thousands of dirhams or dollars.
Uh-huh.
But yes, that's a good sign for everyone, I guess, for the guy, Tenge Tenge, and the base market showing interest in people like this. That's a good sign. That's good that Dubai is doing this.
Yeah, I think it would also give the real estate company a good coverage because they're bringing in this young person who, you know, is very inspirational to people, and it will give them more, I guess,
More a push. Real estate industry is booming in Dubai. It's not a secret anymore. Everyone knows it. Everyone is coming. And it will, in some technical terms, will help them attract more markets from Africa side.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people in Africa want to invest in this region. Everyone wants to invest in this region, but people from Africa also want to invest in this region. And he has become a global star, Tenge Tenge. So it's an appeal for the global audience as well. And talking about global stock markets yesterday picked up pace. They went up from that slump that they were in. But most of the markets in America especially, they closed on a lower scale. They went into the green region but then went down. And I can see in front of me S&P 500 closed at minus 0.77. If you see the graph, they went up high but closed on a low. Asian markets again slumped again. They went up again, and it's a very fluctuating market right now. But Europe is all in greens. They all closed in the green region. And there's this one story yesterday, Shopify. It's a platform which allows businesses to set up an e-commerce platform for themselves. And those shares went nearly 23% up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they published a report. They published their quarterly profits. And apart from the expectations, they did very good. So they were supposed to do 2.01 billion in profit this quarter, but they did 2.07. So that's a good sign that the e-commerce industry is growing. It's not going down. And with the recession fears and a lot of things happening in the US, Europe, not in the Middle East. Middle East is quite stable, but a lot of things happening in the West. People are going down in, people have a lower buying power right now, but them spending more on e-commerce, it's a good sign.
How interesting is it that the Middle East's economy is, you know, relatively stable amidst everything else going on?
I have a very, very funny story in this regards. I have an uncle who told me that he bought an Emirates ticket back when Emirates was launched, around 100 dirhams to travel to Pakistan. And when you see the currency fluctuations and everything in all the last 20 years, this price of an Emirates ticket to Pakistan is still the same if you bring in all the factors.
Okay.
So with inflation and everything, it's still the same with the currency exchange rate as well. So that's a good thing that the inflation hasn't affected this region because of good economic policies, always focusing on development and bettering the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
let's move to the main stories.
Yes. Yeah. So first, this morning, we have demand for travel insurance increases in the UAE. Dubai airport sets another record. And Qatar hospitality industry booms. So let's begin with the first
very
story.
First one. Demand for travel insurance increases in the UAE. Insurance market has done a report, and a lot of people covered it. The National Khaleej Times, all of them covered it. Basically, the travel insurance inquiries, people asking if they can get a travel insurance when traveling to other countries, or that has increased. That saw like 182% increase. So it's like 100 people were asking for a travel insurance, and now 182 people are asking. The age group of the people who have asked for this is between 25 to 40 years old, and 85% of the people who made inquiries are in this age group. And global forecast of the insurance market has grown also. The industry, the insurance industry, global industry, not in the UAE especially, is set to hit $96.6 billion by 2023.
Oh, wow.
And that's a very big number. If you see 2023, the industry was standing at $48.2 billion. So it's like in the next 7 years or 10 years, this insurance market will double. So it's a good forecast. And one of the reasons that I saw is like because of the Middle East crisis. So insurance requests coming out more is because of what is happening in the Middle East, Israel, the Gaza genocide, and then Lebanon also jumping in. Iran is threatening Israel after the killing of Ismail Haniyeh, Hamas leader. So all of these things, I guess, contribute to it.
Yeah, because of course, travelers prioritize safety and being prepared for anything that is to come, and they'd like to know what's going to happen and to have options in order, you know, if something does happen,
it's
they can prepare themselves.
It's always good to have a safety net.
Yes, of course.
And for the family as well, because we've seen in the past all the airport aeroplane crashes that we've seen, the family gets a lot of insurance from the companies. There's another fact that comes to my mind when talking about airplane travel. It's the most safest form of travel. You see buses, one form of mass transit system or the mass to transfer system. So buses have like 7 to 8% rise in every year in accidents. Yes. So on road, cars, buses, all these things, every year you see 5 to 7% rise in accidents. Then you come to the trains and the ferries and the ships, waterways, those see 2 to 3%. But aeroplanes, air travel has like 0.1% increase every year. And that is not even calculated yearly basis, that's calculated on the decade basis. So in 10 years, only 0.1% increase is seen, and sometimes it's even at 0%.
So it's very safe.
So it's very, very safe,
very
actually.
Safe.
But still, people talking about insurance, I think it's a good sign that people are prioritizing insurance. And I guess it's basic human instinct. Everyone wants to feel safe when they're traveling.
Yeah, so I believe a lot of it comes from the fact also that after Qatar hosted their World Cup, a lot of people came from, you know, all over the world to the Middle East and saw how safe this Middle Eastern country is when, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people have this this mentality that the Middle East is not safe, that, you know, anything could happen. But in reality, it's relatively
completely different. Yeah,
relatively safe. Yes.
So let's move on to the next big news for today. Dubai airports have published their half yearly report. Dubai airports saw a great number of increase in the number of flights and the number of visitors on their airports. So there was a 7.5% increase in passengers in the Q2 of 2024. Q2 is basically from April, May and June, the 3 months. They saw 7.5% increase in passengers. Majority of them were from India. So the highest majority was traveling to and from India. Then you had the GCC countries, mainly Saudi Arabia. And after that, you had England and Pakistan. So these are the four top countries which contributed to this new record that the Dubai airport, this Dubai airport has created. And it has 91.8 million passengers in 2024. Sorry, they're trying to get 91.8 million passengers in 2024.
Yeah, so they're expecting that high number, which is record-breaking for Dubai airports.
And the airport handled 44.9 million passengers till now. till the first half. So 44 and 91, I guess they're on their way to meet that target. And it's going to be good.
Very good for their
I guess it, this summer also contributes to the first half because a lot of people travel back to their countries. India, Pakistanis, England people, we have a lot of UK people here. So all of them were traveling for the summer and now they're coming back. So that also contributed to setting a new record. Because every year, I guess, more and more people are going back home during the summers. It's hot in summer. So yeah, people move back to their countries, enjoy the holidays. And it's off time for schools as well. Schools, colleges, universities. So that's a good part. Lastly, I guess Qatar's hospitality sector sees significant growth. Hint
So
has all the information about it.
So Qatar's hospitality sector, that includes tourism, their hotels and their restaurants, you know, people coming in from outside of Qatar, has experienced notable growth in June of this year. So just last 2 months ago, driven by increased room yields and occupancy rates, again in hotels and, you know, Airbnbs and whatnot. Particularly in five-star hotels and deluxe hotels.
I saw a number, interesting number, that Europe's travelers have increased to Qatar. Again, you talked about the 2022 World Cup. A lot of the whole world came to Qatar for the World Cup. So Europeans, a lot of Europeans have now been traveling. The major part is always GCC countries traveling to Qatar.
But in June, it was around 40% of people from the European nation, followed by African nations, and then, of course, GCC countries. It was also seen an increase of tourists from the Americas.
Oh, nice.
So basically, almost all over the
world.
So
the $220 billion that they invested in the infrastructure and in the stadiums and in everything, it is finally paying off. It's 2024 and Qatar is seeing an influx of visitors from all the regions, not only the GCC countries, Europe, Americas, and more importantly, the GCC countries. Traveling is also increasing. That's a good sign for Qatar, and that's a good sign for Saudi Arabia if they host the 2032 World Cup. And most probably we'll see that Saudi Arabian tourism will also benefit from it, in line with the Saudi Vision 2030. Anything we talk about in terms of business economy for the Saudis, Saudi Arabia, it's always linked to the Saudi Vision 2030. So let's hope it goes good. There's a few numbers that I would like to share. Visitor arrivals surged by 12.2% annually. So in the month of June, Qatar saw 12.2% increase in visitors. That's a very good number. The exact number is 316,346 people who traveled to Qatar in June. The GCC country accounted for 47% of the visitors, but the good part was that the European visitors also increased. So the part of the 47%, 40% increase was Europeans. So Qatar, that's a good sign. Good sign for the Middle East, good sign for the whole GCC region. And UAE, already we always talk about their numbers, the tourism industry in UAE. To be honest, whenever I travel to any other country and go to any hotel, I always compare the UAE hospitality industry, the practices that are followed in Dubai, especially, and in Abu Dhabi as well. You go to a hotel in Dubai and you go to a hotel in any other GCC country, you feel the difference.
Nothing surpasses the
You can never be
the luxury.
Be as good as Dubai or Abu Dhabi. Obviously, they're investing more in personnel. They're hiring people from Dubai. Recently, I went to Saudi Arabia and a lot of people in the restaurants and the hotels that I met, they had worked in this country, UAE, for 8-10 years. So they're investing in the manpower. They're bringing people who have experience in Dubai and Abu Dhabi to Saudi, to other countries as well, Qatar, Oman, everywhere. Obviously, UAE is now basically exporting talent now. First, they groom talent. First, you bring people from other countries, groom them, and now they're actually exporting talent to other Middle Eastern countries.
And it's amazing because we see the other GCC countries following suit, and they're kind of up to par almost, or trying to be up to par to, you know, so
basically
the
UAE has set a benchmark for the hospitality industry, and the GCC countries are now following it. So these are the main top stories that we had to discuss today. You can always log on to all our platforms, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, wherever you go, you can find Smashy Business Show or Smashy Business. And you can follow all the updates from all the business, tech, stories, all the startup stories. We do try to cover everything. And hopefully, we'll see you tomorrow, 10 a.m., same time. You can follow us on all the podcast channels as well, Apple, Google, all the other ones. And mainly, subscribe to our newsletter as well.
Yes.
We send out a newsletter every day, and you can subscribe to it and get all the interesting news in it.
Thank you
very much.
Us.
Take care. Have a great day.